our guitar in the studio right now. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. And you know what? You can depend on a few things here at the BPP. First, impeccable customer service.
Yes.
The Giants winning the Super Bowl at least once a week.
In Pashman's head.
A mint on your pillow.
Missed Maybe. That one.
Double bacon on your sandwich at no extra charge. Matt Martinez talking about American Idol. Yep, it's time for the most talked about stories from our most talkative producers. This is The Most. And we're going to start with Mr. Chillog, Ian.
Hey, this is a most emailed from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Headline, Mystery in British Columbia, Three Human Feet Float Ashore. So, back in August, a right foot wearing a running shoe, size 12, floated up on a shore, and this 12-year-old girl found it.
Ah, pretty.
A couple weeks later, another right foot wearing a running shoe, size 12.
Oh, my gosh. Another right foot, though, not the left foot.
They're both right. Washed up on another beach in British Columbia. So the coroner's office was like, what's this mystery? What's it all about? Where are these feet coming from? It kind of got forgotten about. And then a couple weeks ago, a third right foot wearing a running shoe. They're still trying to figure out what size it is. Washed up on a beach in British Columbia.
No,
that's creepy.
No one has reported missing their right foot, and no one has reported finding a left foot. So I thought this was really interesting. Maybe there's some serial foot chopper out there who's like into right feet or into left feet, and he's keeping them. But a oceanographer says that it may be that both feet are lost, but this oceanographer had actually studied previously a shipment of shoes that had overturned at sea, and he discovered that right shoes and left shoes behave differently in currents.
So there's three left feet somewhere on some other part. Continent.
Not necessarily, but yes.
It took a different current.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I might have to go read that story for myself. Sounds good, though.
Got it.
He's like, it's right here.
It's right here. It's real.
Trisha, you're in the control room.
Yes, I am in the control room, and I'm once again reporting on Google Trends. When I first looked at them overnight, I think it was number three, was guilt.com. It's this website. I have no idea why people were searching this yesterday, because the news about it came out about a week ago, but I don't know. Maybe there's a commercial or something. Maybe our astute listeners can Twitter us or somehow let us know if they know why this was on the list. But it's a website called guilt.com, and it's a site where you can go online to buy discounted high fashion, like the really, really expensive stuff that you have to be invited to a sample sale to get. Mm-hmm. But of course, the deal with this is, you know, you get it cheap and all that, but you have to be invited to the site. Which I'm so ashamed of myself. The very fact that they don't want me makes me really want to be invited. I wouldn't
That's
even spend money on this stuff, but I want to be invited.
And it's G-I-L-T, right?
G-I-L-T, not G-U-I-L-T.
They can't
guilt
even spell.
As in gilded.
Trisha, you're an editor. You don't even want to hang out with these people. They can't even spell it right.
No, they do, actually.
It's a
Rachel,
different kind
we'll
of
talk
guilt.
Later I about know. The spelling.
That was a joke.
Oh, right.
I know.
Spelling jokes don't work on the radio,
yeah,
I'm afraid.
I know.
I'm just gonna
anyway,
check out
I
right
really
now.
Have nothing more to say about it other than I really, really want to be invited.
Somebody invite Trisha, please. That'd be nice of you.
Dan Pashman hustled it in here.
I did. We had some guests that I was tending to, but I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Headline, Moses was high on drugs.
What?
Says Israeli researcher. That's right. There's a researcher named Benny Shannon, and he's a professor.
Okay, his name's Benny.
Yeah, his name's Benny. He's a professor of cognitive psychology at Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and he's got an article in the Time and Mind Journal of Philosophy, which says that Moses, when he was on Mount Sinai, as this professor says, he doesn't believe it was a supernatural event. He doesn't believe that it's just a myth. He doesn't believe it's just made up out of whole cloth. He thinks that Moses was probably on drugs, that he was also on drugs when he saw the burning bush. And he says that actually the psychedelic effects of ayahuasca were comparable to those produced by concoctions based on the bark of the acacia tree that is frequently mentioned in the Bible.
So Moses was tripping, is what this guy
That's essentially
saying.
What he's saying. And apparently a psychedelic plant that is frequently mentioned in the Bible has been used in religious ceremonies, not only in that region, but also in the Amazon. And this professor himself has taken part in these religious ceremonies in the Amazon where this hallucinogenic bark was employed.
Wow. I like the headline, Was Moses High on Sinai?
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Martinez.
I'm also on the Google Trends, but, you know, it's American Idol. It shoots to the top every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Number two right now is Don't You Forget About Me. It was number one earlier, that just the song Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club, Simple mm-hmm. Minds. Mm-hmm. It was sung by Michael Johns last night. It was the first performance of the evening. And I got to tell you, the guy kind of knocked it out of the park. Let's hear it.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby. Small change, they pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Is he yeah. a really kind of cute guy with the accent?
Yeah, yeah. Australian. Australian. And actually, Simon Cowell said he reminded him a lot of Michael Hutchins from In Excess. Mm. And that's kind of what he looks like. that's a good thing. The other most searched at on the trends right now is Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah, which was done by another guy on the show who wasn't so good. It wasn't. He's the guy with the dreadlocks.
But good songs.
It's a great song. Yeah, the show, last night was 80s night. If you read the blog last night, I posted up something saying that David Hernandez, who did a Celine Dion song last night, I thought he was going to do Tina Turner's Private Dancer, because it turns out he was a stripper in Ooh. Phoenix. A male stripper for males. And so I thought, okay, he totally told the producers. The producers knew about this. They were holding on to the information so that he could sing Tina Turner's Private Dancer. And if he were to have done that, I was going to eat a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, breaking my Lenten vow. Turns out he did not sing that.
Isn't that like the third time you've made that promise, Matt? You're just hoping to lose one of these bets so you can
bacon, egg, and cheese again.
Right. Do you notice how that made its way into the intro of the most? Clearly on the brain of bacon.
I know, really.
So now they want me to eat cheese and bacon flavored crickets, which I think is rude and not the opposite of a bacon, egg, and cheese. But, you know, we'll talk about this later.
Allison, you have one.
You know what? I think I'm going to go to our next one, our most that we had a huge debate about yesterday.
Yes.
It's interesting. Thanks, you guys.
No, you're welcome.
Later.
All right. Oh,